Good afternoon, Richard.
Hello.
So Hamlet is traditionally a very violent and tragic play. How have you adapted it into a family-friendly production?
Well, the premise of your question is that children's theatre is not violent and tragic, but actually there's heaps of violence and tragedy in, like, Grimm's fairy tales. And when you watch children play, their favourite thing is to sort of die elaborately. So actually, in our show, we didn't take any of the violence out of it, but we added a lot of comedy. So someone's getting stabbed, but they're getting stabbed with a breadstick.
And why did you choose Hamlet in particular to adapt for this production?
Well, we were approached by Sydney Theatre Company. We're called the Listies. There's two of us, Matt and I. We're a comedy double act that make comedy shows for kids, or kidults, as we call them, kids and their adults. And we were approached by Sydney Theatre Company to do a play. And we wanted to have this situation where two guys who are basically clowns are having to perform, like, a really difficult play, like the hardest play. And the hardest play we could come up with was Shakespeare's Hamlet, because it's, like, so complicated and it's so long and the language is so hard and no one really understands what's going on half the time. It's such a convoluted plot. So we just decided to try and bite off more than we could chew, really. I think the answer to your question.
And do you think that it's important to introduce Shakespeare and his works to younger audiences?
I'm pretty torn about that. I think that Shakespeare has a disproportionately large part of our stages. I think that probably he is performed a bit too much. I would like to see more sort of diverse shows on our stages generally. So I'm not of the school of thought that thinks that children must encounter Shakespeare. The fact is they do anyway. Shakespeare is taught at school, and you really can't throw a Toblerone in a theatre foyer without hitting someone either watching or performing Shakespeare. But having said all those qualifiers, when you actually get to the text, there are some really great things in it. And there's a lot of, but we don't approach the text in a sort of reverent way. We call it a badaptation rather than an adaptation.
I think as well, it's a little bit hard to kind of avoid anything that is related to Shakespeare because there is so many adaptions of his forms of work as well.
Yeah, and there's heaps of great stuff. My favourite quote about Shakespeare is that Shakespeare is good in spite of all the people that like him. So he's still good. There are some really good stuff in it, but there's also some terrible politics. You know, women hardly have any. They very rarely have very much to do in Shakespeare. Ophelia is killed off pretty quick smart at the start after having a pretty rubbish time. There are a few good characters for women in Shakespeare, but not that many. I think there's lots that can be changed. But having said all that, like, Shakespeare, there's still some great lines in there. And, you know, it's some incredibly good dialogue and some incredibly good language, which we sort of treat with varying degrees of respect.
Yeah, definitely. And how long did it take to put the show together?
We were working on it with Declan Green. Three of us made the show. Declan Green's a playwright from Melbourne who normally makes sort of really political and funny and crazy theatre. So we were working with him for about 2 months, I think, like full time, to write the show.
And what can audiences expect coming out to see the production?
It's a very funny show. Like, don't come along going, oh, this is a great new adaptation of Hamlet. Like, the show is about, in a way, the premise of the show is that two ushers, Matt and I, have accidentally poisoned an entire cast of Hamlet, and decide to, and they poison themselves with this thing called the Brown Plague, which is like the Black Plague, only messier. And they decide to do the whole of Shakespeare's Hamlet with, and they rope in the stage manager, Courtney. So the three of them try and do the whole of Shakespeare's Hamlet in less than an hour before one of them has projectile vomit and massive diarrhea. So that's what the show is. It's a show about people trying to do a show rather than Hamlet itself. I mean, we've been having an amazing time. We've done 2 weeks in Sydney, and we did the show 2 years ago at Sydney Theatre Company. And it's really humming. Audiences are having a great time. So, yeah.
It definitely does sound like a great show. Where can we go to find out more info?
You can go to the Sydney Theatre Company website, or you can go to the listies, actually better off going to the listies, www.thelisties.com. We're playing Riverside, Parramatta. I think we're starting tomorrow. And then after that, we move on to Canberra, Wagga, Belrose in northern Sydney, and Wollongong as well.
Well, good luck with the rest of your shows, and thank you so much for joining us on ours.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for having me on.